AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The rhetoric is heating up between the candidates for vice president. Democrat Tim Walz talked about Republican J.D. Vance.
I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
Today in Michigan, Vance questioned Walz's military service.
He said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? When was this, what was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not.
Vance is now in Wisconsin, and so are Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Tropical Storm Debbie is pushing bad weather up the East Coast. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
And doesn't give a break to residents as far away as the Great Lakes. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebeck.
The combination of the moisture streaming out ahead of Debbie, plus the front in the area, and the disturbance that was swinging through the Great Lakes. We had a multi-round period of showers and thunderstorms.
In New York and New Jersey, heavy rain, flooding roadways and streets, stranding motorists.
Some areas saw as much as 4 to 6 inches of rain within a span of 2 to 4 hours.
The storm brought heavy rain to Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It's coming ashore on the Gulf Coast of Florida early Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is refusing to block today's scheduled execution of Arthur Lee Burton in Texas. The man, described as intellectually disabled by his lawyers, was convicted of strangling and trying to rape a woman who went jogging near her home in Houston more than 27 years ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling a Ukrainian incursion into the Kursk region a large-scale provocation. Cross-border raids have been going on over the last 2 days. Ukrainian officials have been silent. This is AP News. Nobel laureate Mohammed Yunus will head Bangladesh's interim government after longtime Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled the country.
An economist and banker, Yunus was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work developing microcredit markets. The decision came during a meeting that included military chiefs and organizers of the student protest that helped drive Hasina from power. Naheed Islam, coordinator of the anti-discrimination student movement, says Bangladeshis want a stable transition into the new government and advises people not to take the law into their own hands against the former regime. The streets of Dhaka, the capital, are calm after violence swept parts of the country amid Hasina's sudden departure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants the resignation of the sheriff whose deputy shot and killed Sonia Massey in her home last month after the black woman called 911 for help. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.